Exercise 5, page 143. 0.
It's 1:30 already. Time for lunch.
Thank goodness. I'm feeling really hungry after all the work we've just done.
I brought some sandwiches. You're welcome to have some.
That's really kind of you, but I fancy something different today.
There's a nice cafe just down the road. They do excellent burgers and pies. They also have healthy things, like salads and vegetable dishes. Shall we go there?
Sounds good. I think I'll go for the unhealthy option, though.
1.
Miss, can you tell us again when we have to finish our projects?
To enter the competition, you must make sure your work arrives no later than Tuesday the 20th.
So, we will have to hand them in before that?
That's right. If you hand them in 10 days before, that's the 10th, then they should arrive in plenty of time.
But the 10th's a Saturday. We don't have school then.
Then you should give them to me on the Friday.
2.
That's a nice skirt.
Yes, very nice. Pity they don't have my size.
You should try on the smaller size. Maybe it would fit you.
I don't think so. I tried on a pair of trousers here last week, and I think the sizes are quite small here. What about this top? Do you like it?
It's a lovely colour. I think you should get it. You can wear it with jeans, or wear it with a skirt.
Exactly.
3.
Did you manage to get tickets for Saturday?
Yes. The good news is yes, I did.
The bad news?
The bad news is they cost £10 more than we thought.
And you still bought them? Are you crazy? I know they're really good and everything, but I can't afford to spend £30 just to hear a band play. I've only got £20 to give you.
Don't worry, I'll pay the difference. Think of it as a late birthday present from me.
4.
Hurry up, Emma. We're going to be late.
Don't panic so much, Martin. Mum promised to take us to school this morning, remember?
But I like getting the school bus. It gives me a chance to speak to my friends before school starts. I don't like arriving at the last minute by car.
I was thinking we could start cycling to school. It would be great exercise.
Yes, that's true. Maybe we should.
5.
We've enjoyed some lovely weather so far this month. Temperatures have been much higher than usual, and London has enjoyed some patches of sunshine over the past few days. This trend is set to continue for the weekend, with temperatures reaching as far as 20 degrees Celsius in the capital. But there is the slight chance of some rain showers in the south of the country. Heavy storms are expected next week, unfortunately, and temperatures will drop to around 12 degrees Celsius.
6.
Don't forget, we're going camping this weekend, James.
Oh, I completely forgot to tell you. I found a Saturday job and I start this weekend.
Good for you. I hope they're going to pay you better than at your last job.
I enjoyed working in the library, but you're right. Pay was terrible, but I am going to be working much harder this time.
Doing what exactly?
Serving drinks and snacks to people. I'll be on my feet all day. The good thing is, you sometimes get tips.
Well, if you're not too tired, come and join us on Sunday.
7.
Kim, I was wondering if you could look after my cat Sandy this summer.
You mean take her to live with us?
Yes, that's right. We don't want to leave her on her own in the house while we're away on holiday in France.
I would love to, Andy, but I don't think it would be a good idea. You see, I have just been given a pair of lovebirds for my birthday. I wouldn't want the cat to disturb them. And there's also the neighbour's dog, Benji. He doesn't like cats very much. I don't think Sandy would enjoy staying with us.
I see. Well, I just thought I would ask.